Today's Amud is Tainis Chav Tasamin Aleph. We're holding on Chav Tasamin Aleph, the second line from the top, B'tish above. So in the previous year, we spoke about the five things that happened on Shavuos Tamuz. We went through the Makaris of how we know, from where we know that these things happened on Shavuos Tamuz. Now the Gemara is going to focus on the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av and tell us the Makaris how we know that these things happened on Tisha B'Av. So starting with the first one, says the Gemara, B'Tisha B'Av Nigzar Ala V'Seinu Shli Yikonsul Eretz. We said in the Mishnah that on Tisha B'Av, that's when we had the whole Chana Meraglim, that's when it was Nigzar, that our fathers weren't going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Minalan, how do we know that that happened on Tisha B'Av? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayhi B'Chaydash HaRishim B'Shana Ashenis B'Echa L'Chaydash Hukam HaMishkan. It says that the Mishkan was put up in the second year. Now we know during the story of the Meraglim, so there was a Mishkan. So Vamar Mar, the Chana Rishayna Asa Maisha Asa Mishkan, just to sum up the history. So in the first year, that's when Maisha Rabbeinu made the Mishkan. Shnia Heikim Maisha Asa Mishkan, that's when it was actually put up. And the Shalach Meraglim, and also during that second year, that's when Maisha Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim. Uksivin, now the Pasuk says, it says, Vayhi B'Shana Ashenis B'Chaydash Asheni. So now just going back a little bit. So it says it was in the second, I mean this is before the Meraglim. It says, Vayhi B'Shana Ashenis B'Chaydash Asheni. It was in the second month of the second year, which means in Chaydash Iyar. Be'esrim B'Chaydash, on the 20th of the month. So on Chaf Iyar. Nale Anan Me'al Mishkan Eidos. So that's when the cloud went up from the Mishkan. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, Vayisu Mehar Hashem Derech Shleishas Yamim, that they traveled from Har Sinai, they went on a 3-day travel. So that takes us, we were on Chaf Iyar, and for traveling for 3 days, that takes us now to Chaf Gimel Iyar. And Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, that Aisa Hayayim, on that day, Chav Gimel Iyar, Saru Me'achari Hashem, that's when Klai Yisrael, they rebelled, they complained, they wanted some meat. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, V'asaf Suf Asher Bekirba Yisavu Taiva V'yashuva V'yivku Gam B'nei Yisrael, they cried, they complained. Uksiv, and it says in the Pasuk, that how long did this go on for? Ad Chaydash Yamim, that went on for a month. So, the Havlu Esther Nutartin B'sivan, if that started all on Chav Gimel Iyar, and it went on for a month, so that takes us until Chav Beis Sivan. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, Vatisagir Miriam Shivas Yamim. That after that, from Chav Bei Sivan, that's when Miriam, she said the Lashon Hara, and she was put in Hesker for 7 days. And so 7 days from Chav Bei Sivan, the Havulhu Esrinu Tisha B'Sivan. That gets us to the 29th day of Sivan. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, that right after that, Shalach Lucha Anashim, it says that that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Maisha Rabbeinu the permission to send the Meraglim. Utani, we learned in the Braisa that Be'esrim V'tisha B'Sivan Shalach Maisha Meraglim, that took place on Chav Tes, on the 29th of Sivan. That's when Maisha Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, Yeshuvu Mitoich Haaretz Miketz Arba'im Yoim, that they came back after 40 days of spying out the land. So 40 days, the Gemara is going to ask Akasha, that really, if you count 40 days from Chav Tes Sivan, that's actually going to get you to Yud Ba'av. So ask the Gemara, if so, according to this cheshbon, it has to be that they weren't spying for 40 days. Hani arba'im yoim nachichada havu. It has to be that they were only spying for 39 days, because that's going to get us to Tisha B'Av, and we're trying to get to Tisha B'Av. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Abaye, Abaye explained that Tammuz dahishata miluye meluyua. That the Tammuz of that year, even though normally it's chaser, on that year, the Tammuz was malay, and being that the Tammuz was malay, there was an extra day of Tammuz, so 40 days actually did not end on Yod Av. It actually took us until the 9th day of Av. It took us to Tisha B'Av. The Pasuk says, Karo Alay Moye Lishbor Bachurai. That Karo Alay Moye, the Rabbeinu Gershom says, that an extra day was added to the month of Tammuz. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, that when the Meraglim came back, it says, now we know that took place on Tisha B'Av, and the Pasuk says, Vatisa Kola Eida Vayitnu Eskoila Vayivku Abba Laila Hu, that they all cried when they heard the report of the Meraglim. And Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Isa Laila, the switch to gear, said that Isa Laila, Leil Tisha B'Av Haya. Now that night, that the Meraglim came back and everyone cried, that was Leil Tisha B'Av Haya. In Amar Lam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, that Atem Bechisem Bechia Shochinam, V'ani Kaveh Lechem Bechia L'Dairis. You're crying over nothing, Eretz Yisrael is the greatest place, and so now I'm going to be Kaveh for you, a day that you're actually going to cry, and that was when it was Nigzar that we weren't going to go into Eretz Yisrael, it was Nigzar that that's when it was the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. That all took place on Tisha B'Av. So you see from here, that it was Nigzar Al Aveseinu, Shalei Yikansu La'aretz, that all took place on Tisha B'Av. Charef Habayis Berishayna. We know that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed also on Tisha B'Av. That's the second thing that took place on Tisha B'Av. How do we know that? The Chziv, as the Pasuk says, really we have a steer between two Pesukim. One Pasuk says, U'b'chaydesh HaChamishi, and in the fifth month, the month of Av, B'shiva L'chaydesh, on the seventh day of the month, Hishnasteish Chas Reshana L'melech Nebuchadnezzar, the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Melech Bavel, so Banu Vuzradon Rav Tabachim Eved Melech Bavel. So the Buzradin came, and he came to Yerushalayim, but Yisrael Beis Beis Hashem, and he burnt the Beis HaMikdash. So that took place on the 7th of Av. Uksiv, but then another Pasuk says, U'b'chodesh HaChamishi, V'asur L'chodesh, Hishnas Chas Rishan Al-Mech Nuvucha Netzar Mel Bavel, Bavnu Buzradin, Rab Tabachim, Amman Lufnei Mel Bavel, B'Yerushalayim, etc. The exact same thing, but it says that it took place on the 10th day of Av. That's when Buzradin came, and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So V'tanya, we learned in a bright that he after Laimer B'Shiva, you can't say that he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash on the seventh day. Shari Kavar Nemer B'Asr, it says he burnt it on the tenth. The after Laimer B'Asr, and seemingly you can't say it happened on the tenth. Shari Kavar Nemer B'Shiva, because we have the first pasuk which implies that it took place on the seventh of Av. So okay, so how are we going to reconcile the two pesukim? Says the Braisa that this is what happened. That B'Shiva Nichnesu Nachrim Lahecha. It was on the seventh day of Av, that's when Buzradin actually came with his entourage, with his army, that's when they came into the Hecha. V'achlu, and they ate inside. V'kilklu by Shvi Shmini, and they mamish, they desecrated it. That all took place on the seventh day of Av, and it continued to take place on the eighth day of Av. And then V'chi, and also on the ninth day, Samach L'chashecha, right next to, right before the nightfall, meaning was about to be the 10th of Av, at the end of the day on the 9th of Av, Hetzisu Bayasar, that's when he lit the fire. And that's when he lit the Beis HaMikdash on fire. And it continued to stay lit. It was burning the entire day of the 10th. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, how do we know that this happened mamish at the end of the 9th? Then it happened at the end of the day? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Aylanu, when did this Aylanu happen? Kifana hayoim kinatu tzillei arev. It happened kifana hayoim when the day was turning over, when it was becoming night. Kinatu tzillei arev. So you see that this happened right before nightfall. So when did that, which nightfall? That's what the Bryce is explaining, that it happened before nightfall, before it was becoming the 10th of Av, while it was still the 9th of Av. V'hainu dam Rabbi Yochanan, and says the Gemara, that's what it means now. Now we have a deeper understanding what it means. That Rabbi Yochanan once said, Nenomali Ayisi Ba'isei Adar, if I was in that Dar, that was Kaveh Atisha B'Av, like Kevatev Ela Basiri. So I would have said that the day that we should fast, the day that we should, so to speak, commemorate, is the 10th day of Av. V'vnei Sheru B'ishal Heichal Ba'i Nisraf, because most of the Heichal was burnt on the 10th day of Av, V'Rabbanan. So ask the Gemara, so what's Takab Shad and those that argued on Rabbi Yochanan? Why did they say that we should fast and that we should commemorate the 9th day of Av as the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Says the Gemara, because Eschalta de Peranusa Adifa. They held that since it started on the 9th, so that would be the main day. But in Hanami, most of it was actually burned on the 10th, which is also an Afkamina Lahalacha, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, we all fast. Hopefully, you shouldn't have to do it again. This Tisha B'Av should be at Yom Tov, but in the past, we've all fasted on Tisha B'Av, but still, there are halachas that carry over until the 10th day of Av, because being that the 10th day is L'maisa, it's the day when Rav of Lehecha was Nisraf, so there are halachas like when it comes to eating meat and drinking wine and listening to music and laundry, all different halachas that really extend all the way and through at least until Chatzais of the 10th day of Av. Al-Kopanim, this was the Makar that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 9th day of Av, was from this Braisa based off of these Pesukim. Ubishnia. We said also the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. That was the third thing that happened on Tisha B'Av, that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Says the Gemara Minalan. How do we know that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av? Says the Gemara D'Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. It's not from any Psukim. It's from pure logic. Because we know that this is a concept that Megalglin Zchus Liyayim Zakai, V'choyva Liyayim Chayiv. Now we assume good things happen on good days and bad things happen on bad days. And therefore, Mistama, the second Beis Hamikdash, was also destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Now, says the Gemara that Amru, they said, Kishachara Beis Hamikdash Reishayna, when the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so Aisa Hayoim, skip the word Erev, the Bach takes it out, so Aisa Hayoim Tisha B'Av Haya. So that day, the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was on the ninth day of Av. Umaitse Shabbos Haya, it was a Matze Shabbos, meaning it was a Sunday. Umaitse Shvias Haisa, and it was also a Matze Shvias, it was the year after a Shemitah year. Umishmar Tashal Yahayarev Haisa, it was the Mishmar of Yahayarev, they were the ones serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned previously that they were the Reish HaMishmarais Bezman Bayis Rishon. So they were the ones serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ha-Leviyim Hayu Oimrim Shira, and it happened to be at the time of the Charban. So the Leviyim, they were in the middle of singing the Shir Shel Yoim. V'oimdin al-Duchanam, they were standing on the Duchen. U'ma Shira Hayu Oimrim, and what Shira were they singing? So you would assume what they were singing was the Shir Shel Yoim of Yoim HaRishon, of Sunday. However, says the Gemara, no. You want to know what Shir they were singing? They were saying V'yashev aleihem esoinam uvrasam yatzmisem, which sounds familiar. That's the Shir Shel Yoim for Wednesday. So Rashi already addresses this, that why were they singing the Shir Shel Yoim Shel Wednesday? Rashi says it was pure Ruach HaKodesh. That's why it was just what came out of their mouths. V'yaspiku leimer yatzmisem Hashem Elokeinu. They didn't get the chance to say these words ad shebayu nachim ukafshom, until the nachim already came into the Beis HaMikdash and they had conquered them. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein v'shnia, and the exact same thing happened by the Charban Bayasheni. So that was the first three things that the Mishnah mentioned. The fourth thing the Mishnah mentioned that happened on Tisha B'Av was that Nilkada Beitar. Beitar, which was a very harsh of a city, Beitar was destroyed. So how do we know that happened on Tisha B'Av? Says the Gemara, that it's a Gemara, which we had Rashi previously on Chafrasim Abiz, who said Gemara means Kach Kibalnu Me'avayseinu, that's the Messiah that we have, that Beitar was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And then the fifth and final thing was that Nechr Sha'ir. Now Yerushalayim was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. So Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Kishacharav Trinis Raifis Arasha Es HaHechal, when Trinis Raifis, when he destroyed Yerushalayim, it started with the Heichal. So when he was destroying the Heichal, so Nigzra Gzeira Rabbi Gamliel Lahariga. So they had also made a gzera that they wanted to kill Rabbi Gamliel. So Ba Adin Echad, there was a certain officer that he came, Va'amid Bebeis HaMedrash, and he stood by the opening of the Beis Medrash, Va'amir, and he said, Bala Chaita Misvakesh, the one with the nose, he's being requested, the one with the nose, he's being requested, which Rashi says that it's referring to, and it's an expression of Gadol Adar. The Gadol Adar of Gamliel is being summoned. Why that's referred to as Bala Chaitem, I don't know. But that's what Rashi says. That's the Bala Chaitem means Gadol Adar. So the Gadol Adar is being summoned. Shama Rabbi Gamliel heard, he understood that he's being summoned for Hariga, not exactly where he wants to go. So Azul Tasha Minayo. So he went and he hid from them. So again, this policeman, this officer, he obviously was trying to help Rabbi Gamliel. He was letting him know so he would know to run away. And then he went to Rabbi Gamliel in hiding, somehow we knew where Rabbi Gamliel was hiding. And Amar Lein, he says to Rabbi Gamliel, Imatzil Nalach, Maisis Lila Almadase, if I save you, will you bring me to Olam Haba? So Amar Lein, so Rabbi Gamliel says to him, hey, yes, I'll bring you. So Amar Lein, so the policeman says, I don't trust you. Shtavali, swear to me. So Shtavali swears to him. Shaila is how exactly he could do that. What right does Rabbi Gamliel have to determine who goes to Olam Haba or not? How does he have the right to swear about such a thing? So it could be he was confident that Tzadik Geizer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be Mekayim what he said. Perhaps. But it's a kasha. Anyway, so he swears to this policeman. He tells him, yes, I swear to you. So Salka Leigra, so this policeman goes to the top of the roof. Nafalu miss, and he jumps off and he dies. Now, what was the significance of that? Because Ugamiri, that the halacha was, we have a messiah about the halacha. The halacha, I mean the law of the land by the Gaim at that time, was that the Chigazri Gezerta, when they would make a Gzera, like over here, that they made a Gzera to kill Rabbi Gamliel, Umis Chad Minayu, you, and then one of them would die, like over here, the policeman, he killed himself. So mevatli ligzeritayu. So they would be mevatl, their gzera. And therefore, this that the policeman killed himself, that was in essence really ending the gzera to kill Rabbi Gamliel. So Yatsa Basko Vamra Basko came out and it said that Adon Zemev Zuman Luchaya Olam Haba. Taku, like Rabbi Gamliel, swore that this Adon, this officer, is Mezuman Luchaya Olam Haba. Now Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Mishacharav Habayis Berishayno, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So Neskapsu Kito Iskito Shapir Chekuna. The groups of young Kehanim, they all gathered together, Umaftechis HaHechal Biyadon, and they had the keys of the Heichal in their hand. Va'alu Legaga Heichal, they went to the roof of the Heichal. Va'amru Lefanov, and they said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hayav Lo Yizachinu Lios Gizbarin Lemanim, since we weren't Zaycha to be proper Gizbarin, proper treasurers, we sinned, and because of that, the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed, so we don't deserve to hold on to these keys. You, Maftechais Mesurei Slucha, you should hold on to these keys. Uzarkum Klapei Maila, they threw the keys up upwards, and the nays happened, V'yatzasa Ke'em Pisasyan V'kibalton, V'kibaltamehem, like the image of a palm came down, and it accepted the keys from them, like we had by Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. We said that's the bigger nace that Shemaim doesn't usually take, it only gives. This was a mamash, a big nace. A hand came down and took the keys. V'heim, and these kaihanim, kavtsu v'naflu taicha'ar, they jumped and they fell into the fire. Shaila, how exactly they were allowed to commit suicide, but that's what they did. They jumped and they fell into the fire. V'alein kainan yishayohu, and it's about these kaihanim that Yeshio gave the kinnah, Yeshio Anavi, and he said, Masa Ge'e, Yushalayim cry, Chizayon Malach, Eifai, Ki Alisa, Kulach, Legagois, again, describing these Kehanim, that they went over, up to the tops of the roof, Chua Ismalaya, Irai Mia, Kiria, Liza, Chalalayach, Leichal, Leicharev, Veloy Meis, Emilchama, your killed ones, your Chalalayach, they're not Chal, Leicharev, they're not those that died from the sword, they're not those that died in Mochama, they died because they jumped off the roof. In Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Nemar, also it says by Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyacho that he also said a kena, and it says Mekarker Kir Veshaya Elahar, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachol also a lashon of screaming out and crying Elahar. Rashi says Beshvil Hartzion Shashamim, because Hartzion was now desolate. Just to end off with the Davar Toiv, so we mentioned in the Mishnah, Mishanichnas Av Mimatim B'Simcha, that when Av enters, we decrease in Simcha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Breid Rav Shmuel, Bar Shelas, Mishmei de Rav, Kishem Shemin Shanichnas Av Mimatim B'Simcha, just like when Av enters, we decrease our Simcha, Kach Mishanichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, when Adar comes in, we increase our Simcha. Bez Vashem will continue from here in the following Shir.